My question would be something I struggle with in everyday life, and I'm guessing I will continue to struggle with. When I'm with friends, especially with family, I have multiple demands coming at me at any given moment, especially with my family. Let's pick my family. And I feel I have perfected the skill to absorb anyone's frustration and try to relieve, like try to be of use for them, but I end up disappointing at least one person at any given moment. So there are a lot of demands coming my way and I'm unable to cater. And I end up getting very frustrated. So, and I forget about my internal experience about anything that I recognize is only the frustration that I'm feeling about failing or disappointing someone.
Oh. Hmm? And what about the people that you relieved?
Well, one of them is happy, at least.
Yeah.
But a lot of demands, and I feel like I can't
please everybody.
Yeah. Mm. And it's creating a lot of frustration in me. And I can't even begin to focus on my experience.
Mm-hmm. If you are to meet tengajin and mitazu naso in a true back and it also yet in my she there, mitazu pefiovazo, mitazu so in it, who truma who. Oh, the hugus so in true Biosi Ashi, two labrador to throw yin puin, never no, yin puin, throw two of the violets or throw yet, hardly got to what, so you be like that, so you be in a time, my blue weapons be it, and now so the young yokarum, machamata, pippi, changa, rabbit, and not to Ludango, Changa, on the low pain, and not to what frustrated pippi changa.
ตุ๊ขันษามุรังตุเปียจิบ่เฉยไม่เอากุกกุรังตุเปียจิบ่ไม่เอาตะชาหลุเปียจิบ่จูซาเลยเออเราบดุมาไม่ซินซาเลยสรุปคลีดาเนี่ยสะสันตะบอดฮะคลีดาอ๋อคลีดาอ๋อๆยะๆเออไลน์ก็กาบาลุกฮะกาบายินอยู่ท่าหมอกกุก็ลองมาดิยะๆเออก็กาบายินอยู่ท่าสุกมาหมอกูเยสลาพี่ก็ตรุถั่วตั๋วถั่วตั๋วมา
When we deal with other people, whether family, friends, strangers, Sierra says, we have to think of other people as a mental quality.
Mental okay? quality.
Yeah, so they're bringing their mental qualities to us. So we have to think of them as a mental quality. Okay? And he says, for us not to get... he says, and we're not supposed to absorb that mental quality. Okay? No, ma'am.
Yeah?
Don't get involved in their mental qualities. He says, you're supposed to recognize what's happening and it's supposed to come and go just like any other mental quality, right? And he says in order to not get absorbed into the mental quality, into those qualities, Sierra says you have to stay very aware of yourself so that you're kind of fireproofing yourself so you don't get burned by other fires. So the thing is to actually really be in touch with your own self. And not pay that much attention to pleasing other people or making everything right for them. In the end, Sierra says, we want to help and we do what we can. But whether they are pleased with it or not is not our business. That's up to them. Sierra says, nobody can make you happy and you cannot make another person happy. In the same way, nobody makes you frustrated and neither can you make another person frustrated. Okay, each of us are building our own happinesses and frustrations by the way this stream of consciousness thinks and behaves and so on.
Right?
So, So what's really important in bringing happiness to any mind is the right attitude, right? When there's no right attitude, that mind that does not have the right attitude will be unhappy. It's the same for our own mind.
Yeah.
Psychologists and monks and priests, they get a lot of this. Everybody comes with all their problems and they dump all their garbage on you. And he says, and they won't come and tell you what's happening wonderful in their life. They'll come and tell you everything that's going like horrible in their life. Yes. And he says you have to know how to protect yourself, how to be aware of yourself and how to see things in perspective. So that, you know, you give them a listening ear, know your limitations of what you can do and be able to accept that and let them go. So whoever we like, you know, whenever we interact with people, we already have to be very careful, but we have to be particularly careful when we are interacting with our family and relatives. He says, who makes our mind the most frustrated? Who seems to trigger our minds the most? Family, yes. Those we are close to, right? And he says, you know, and we meet our family the most. He says we meet strangers once in a while, and actually we are more careful when we deal with strangers. You know, we're much more guarded, we're much more careful what we say and do. And then he said with family, who we meet all the time, we kind of take things for granted and we just let go, and it's not always, well, it's usually not very wise. Yeah, because when we're in close contact with people every day, if we're in close contact with people every day, they become more sensitive to us, you know, they become more, he says, you know, some people can be very sensitive. Like if you don't smile at them once or greet them, they can get upset. Even though you see them every day, you know, people have these things. Seattle got told.
He got told
a lot. When he started practicing at home and he stopped talking, talked very little. And he used to be the joker. He used to go around, tease everybody, make trouble, you know, would you know, make comments about everybody, annoy them to death. And then he became, you know, he started practicing and then got really quiet. And then some of his relatives would say he'd gone mad. I mean, right in front of him, he'd be sitting there like nuts. Never says a word. No, so rude. Won't greet people. Won't greet his elders. You know, things like that. Because he just sit there, be noting, be aware. Even though they knew that he was trying to meditate, you know, and trying to be mindful, yeah, they just thought he was a bit over absorbed in himself. So we do have to be more careful when we are with our family. So.
Thanks. I can see the awareness is getting better day by day. And I've been investigating this right attitude, which I was talking about at last, previous interview. So I told that it was so quite hard to accept and watch the hard feelings, and so I started to do that work because I realized that's the prime time for that. I saw that it was maybe it's hard for that because sometimes when the hard feeling comes, there's something which trigger it. It's very easy to see that there's some kind of object which reminds me something, and then the feeling arises.
Yeah.
And the feeling it feels very intensive. It feels like a little like a too real or something. It feels like this is something permanent, which is not true. I know that, but at that moment it's somehow paralyzed.
Yeah.
It feels like it makes paralyzing, and so I started to a little bit dose that feeling when I have seen now the feeling is arising.
Yeah.
Then I just let it come.
Yeah.
And if it still feels a little bit too hard, I keep the focus on this feeling or sense, but I a little bit take another object. I see something and look around, but at the same time I keep some part of focus in that feeling, and it's easy to see it change.
Yes. Okay.
A little bit, it comes easier.
Good.
And also thinking. And I also start to keep focusing more than this thinking process. And it was quite hard first, but when I was get to be more relaxed, I take quite long walks and do this and that just to get more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And the body was relaxing.
Yeah.
Then it started to be more easier to see thinking.
Mm.
And last evening it was a very interesting incident when I was in very, very relaxed, and it was late evening, and there was anybody else at the living room, and I was doing lying meditation on sofa, and very aware of the body, and very aware of the body is very relaxed, and some sounds, and then there was a very strong experience. That is thought.
Yeah.
It's like that's the different.
Yes.
It's like a, how do you say? It was like a watching two movies. There was two screens. There was one movie called Body, and there's another movie called Thinking, which is subtitled by Finnish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. That's something very strong experience.
Mm.
And it was it lasted a couple of minutes. The thoughts really seems to be something which is different than somehow equal, like other experiences, seeing and hearing and feeling the body.
Yes.
And it started to be a little scary because there was a feeling like there is no anymore thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but no problem. I just walk a little bit, and I was thinking, okay, this is also a process of thinking which I cannot see now very clearly. But that's what's interesting, this absence of I, which started to be some little bit scary. Because there is some kind of strong sense that I, which is thinking, but it was absent now.
It was
absent.
Absent now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And at that time, did those thoughts bother you anymore?
No.
No. Yeah. Sekanzamu, no, tu piaya na koe walu. Era tu terisa salabi, le terisa salaro tua. Tu ei sekanzamu yu, yang pian tane tu kanza ada aketer. Ame tu senza le, ame di ecchi ma di hari ushubo ye chizo tu seko tu seka yu le, tu seka lu yu sa sa tu chu zamu ra shu le. Oh di kanzamu belu pi le sura lo ti dai le, teku mila seka memory teku ya le. Era so eri ani kanzamu po. Hey, kanza mia, yang pinta ni baca macam sistem ada ke real pinta lu kanza. Nampro, tapi ya miasi melu tengah le. Degar lo miasi ni ramah lu. Sekat ti le intellectual, tapi daya mian shi ni me lo sit ka a lo myo yu de bo no
de khan ni
ya de khan ni
khan ni ya
khan za ni ya eh tet de chi ma so yin le khat de de a lo tu wa ba lo le so lo
khat khwa kwa phi bo
eh tu wa di ha wo ma me am tu tha de de a yon naw ta khu yu lite de a lo tu myat si phwin chi yin chi lai me naw ta khu da me di ha shi man ti ti ni de khwa le yu lite de so yin အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါကိုတိလို့လည်းရတယ်သူပြောင်းလဲနေတာတိလို့ရတယ်အဲ့တော့နည်းနည်းသူခန့်တာတယ်ရှုပါတော့ခန့်တာတယ်အဲ့လိုရှုတယ်လေနောက်ပြီးတော့နည်းနည်းအားရလာတော့သူအတွေးတွေကိုလည်းရှုဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်အတွေးတွေကိုရှုဖို့ကြိုးစားတော့သူမနစ်ကထူးဆူးဆန်းဆန်းဖြစ်သွားတယ်လေသူညနေမှာဘယ်သူမှမရှိဘူးဟိုဟိုဆိုဖာလေးနားမှာအဲ့ဒါသူဆိုဖာမှာလှဲပြီးတော့သူမှတ်နေတယ်လေသူခန္ဓာကိုယ်တစ်ကိုယ်လုံးတိနေတယ်လေထင်ရှားတယ်လေအတန်နေပါတယ်နည်းနည်းတိနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာရုတ်တရက်ကြီးပြင်းပြင်းထန်ထန်ရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းဖြစ်သွားတယ်အတွေးတွေကအတွေးပဲလို့စိတ်ကသဘောပေါက်သွားတယ်အဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာတဲ့ဆက်ကြည့်ရင်လည်းဒီအတွေးတွေကအတွေးပဲဒီမကဘူး तू ကအတွေးနဲ့တခြားအာယုနဲ့အကုန်လုံးတပြေးတည်းဖြစ်သွားတယ်အားလုံးကအာယုဖြစ်သွားတယ်နောက်ပြတ်ဘာထပ်ဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ तू အဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာနည်းနည်းကြောက်ရွံ့ကောင်းတယ်တဲ့ तू မိနစ်ပိုင်းဖြစ်တာတဲ့ဒါငါဆိုရဲခါတိုင်းဆိုရင်ငါစဉ်းစားနေတယ်လို့စိတ်ရှိတာငါစဉ်းစားနေတာမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးတဲ့ငါဆိုတာမရှိဘူးစဉ်းစားတာပဲရှိတော့တယ်အဲ့နည်းနည်းကြောက်စရာကောင်းတယ်တဲ့
အဲ့ဒါကြောက်ရလို့တတ်မှတ်လိုက်ဘူ
းအဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါကိစ္စမရှိဘူးတဲ့သူထပြတော့လာလျှောက်လိုက်တယ်တဲ့အမ်တပြည့်တော့မေးတယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာအဲ့အတွေးကိုအတွေးလို့မြင်တော့ခုနခံစားမှုတွေကိုဒုက္ခပေးတော့လာဆိုအဲ့လိုမပြည့်ရှိတော့ဘူးတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ထူးဆန်းနေပေါ့လေသူတို့အဓိက
ခါရဲငါတို့မြင်နေတဲ့မြင်ကွင်းရုပ်ပြပြောင်းတော့ short တော့ဖြစ်သွားမှာ
Yeah.
Tapi cakap dia ramai tu. Ah, sa sa kaza, elu kan?
Yeah.
Pindinya mahu, minyak minggu minggu mahu. Tapi apa sih pindinya?
Yeah.
Shop ni ni pindah.
Yeah.
Dah aman kan?
Yeah. It is quite shocking to see the absence of self. And
because all the time di bengkak ni, naya di cium, yang kiri six piang kan?
Yeah.This is seeing the opposite of the way we've always, like, almost subconsciously, unconsciously known it, and seeing it consciously, it's quite, it's quite shocking. But we don't have to be scared of it, you know, he said, because it's just the truth. We're finally seeing it. Yeah. Yeah, but it's, you know, it is, in fact, the sense of I itself.Like the belief in the self. So like now you see there's no self, but then the belief in the self is coming back again and again. It's the belief in the self that finds it scary to not find itself.
Yes, it is the one that I'm sure.
Yeah. So, so when you just see that there's no sense of self, there's no fear. And then when the sense of self keeps coming back every now and again, it feels the fear of not being present. Yeah.
အဲ့လိုပဲမြင်ကစားတော့သူတူတန်းတန်းရင်းလို့ဖြစ်တယ်လူတိုင်းလိုလို့တချို့ဆိုကြားလို့မပြောနိုင်ဘူးလား
Yeah and you're I mean you can just say it's scary there are yogis who come and then they start crying when they start talking about it because suddenly it's very hard to when they try to express it it's yeah it becomes very very
ငါ့ကိုအကူနေလားဒီငါကြီးနဲ့ပဲနေနေရတာငါကြီးမရှိတော့သူတို့အကူတည်းမရှိဘူ
း Very difficult for the mind that isbelieves in the self, it's very hard to accept that actually the world carries on without it, you know. So, and since we, you know, the sense of self, it identifies with everything, our entire being and everything we are. But it is, you know, it's freeing to recognize there's no actual self because then all the other unwholesome qualities cannot stick anymore you know so the self belief is the one that enables all the unwholesome to be able to stick to the mind yeah and you did the right practice you know that when you found the emotion too strong you used a neutral object so you didn't lose sight of it but you helped the mind by using another object so that's very skillful yeah so when you do that you give the mind a chance to remain aware and still learn about what's happening without being overwhelmed yeah If the mind looks directly, there'll be too much resistance in the mind.
Yeah. Maybe one notion from daily life, which I, yeah. well, not I try to do.
You have.
Hmm?
Not the cop. Not the cop thing. I could not really can't tell you about the love being time. Do I, some, do I take it? I take it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love being time. Now, so thing is that you know, but I'm a 10, I'm a 10, I'm a 10, you know.
Seattle says,
the world power.
Yeah, the world power. Seattle said, there's another lesson that we can learn. He says, you know that when you have a very strong emotion, he says, now you're dealing with the emotion. But the lesson is, why is the emotion so strong now? And it's because we've invested something in the past that allows this emotion to be very strong. And that investment is attachment. Right? It's attachment, not love. Seattle always says you can love as much as you like, but be careful of attachment. Yes. Because the stronger the attachment, the greater the pain when that attachment is broken. So he says that that's what we, you know, that the mind needs to learn that. It's not easy to be free of attachment. We just have to watch it when it comes. Yeah, but just to know. Yeah, so, you know, we build our own castles. You know, we break our own walls. We do that.
Yeah, about thinking, one thing which I like to share. In daily life, I try to, in the evening times, just before I fall asleep, I try to be aware as long as possible, and then often happen that there is some kind of thinking going on, which where is the sense of I present? The story is very logical, but just before fall asleep, something happens. The story it changes. It's like a, you know, nonsense or some images or some kind of Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Can you repeat the story? Can you repeat it for me?
Yeah, I just this.
When you try to sleep at night, and then.
I this thinking process, which I have noticed in daily life, because I try to every evening I try to be as much aware I can just before till I sleep. That's the
till the last
and before there is some kind of a thinking process going on where is sense of I is present.
Yes.
And just before I fall asleep, this story which is going on changed. It's more like nonsense. There is no logic anymore. There's some kind of images, and then there is very easy to see that this is no I. There is no I in this. Is telling this. I mean the sense of I is then absent.
Right.
That's very interesting. Also, there is it's easy to see. This is the. Thinking is process, and it's not I which is thinking just before fall asleep.
Right.
Because it changed, the story changed, the I drops away.
Ma ai pyo ge sik ka a myan di nga a chang sin sa de nga di nga shi la nga ma shi u la di a twi de ma bo no di sik ka nga shi la ma shi la tu na na sik ka a lo sin sa de de da mae ai ma ai pyo pyo ro ma phi ho ma ai pyo a ni ma no a ni ai pyo ro ma so yin ne di a twi ri ya ka bao ti ka bao cha phi la aw de ho image ti phi la aw image ti phi la as a logic ti ma shi lo da mae image ဖြစ်သွားတဲ့အချိန်မှာစိတ်ကအိမ်မပြောခင်သူကတခုမြင်တယ်။ဘာလဲဆိုရင်အမြဲအိမ်မှာငါမရှိဘူးဆိုတာမြင်ရတယ်။အဲဆိုအတွေးတွေကအခုငါကိုဖန်တီးလို့မရတော့အပြောက်ပါအောင်
အဲခံနေอยู่လေ
။အဲ
သူကငါအိတ်တော့မယ်လေ
။ Yeah ဒါမဲ
့ဖြစ်နေတာကတော့သူ့တိုင်းပဲဖြစ်တယ်။
ဖြစ်နေတာအဲ့တော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာဒီငါကြီးကိုမမြင်တော့ဘူးဆိုတာသူအမြဲအိတ်ပြောပြောပြီးတော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာသူမြင်တယ်လေ။
Yeah
အချင်းလောက်တာလို
့လောက်တာတော့ဆို
းပါ That's good
Thanks a lot
So I've been thinking about the advice Siador gave the last time about looking deeper, looking at the motivation beneath thought. And my father has been with me a lot on this retreat. He's started to have dementia in the last couple of years. And so I've had conversations with him in my mind and kind of replaying them and thinking, how could I have done that differently, better, more helpful? And I did what I think I often do to work with thoughts, is going kind of finding the emotions. So I went from feeling a bit kind of frustrated, irritated, dialogue, touching into then feeling quite a bit of grief and fear. And then I had an image of like, oh, I'm trying to hold on to him, and he's, you know, running, you know, it's running through my fingers. So in a way, my way of working with the memory of these thoughts and dialogues was to come into the body with those emotions and just really, you know, feel the grief in my body.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually do. That in a way is my way of feeling beneath something. But I have a sense that Siadol meant something a bit different. Or maybe there's another deeper motivation. I talked a little with Alexis as well. Just be interesting to hear what he has to say about that way of working and where I might go with that.
Yeah. Tu a tu a twilio ko dwa ka ba pyo tha le mti a twilio bolo shu khan le mti a lo tu a tu la kha mi chi khan na mti bolo ba phi phi tu a
na mi chi ne tu tu sai ko be ti a lo le pyo na
bolo
yo be kha ne pyo ne
shi pa ka ba pyo ma le mti anyway tu a di tu a phi me ni yaw sa long a dementia ဖြစ်နေတယ
်
dementia လေးဟို
တ
ငယ်ပြန်တဲ့ယောဂဖြစ်လာပြီအဲ့တော့ तू အတူဖေးချောင်း तू အများကြီးစဉ်းစားမိနေတယ်တဲ့ဒီအချိန်မှာ तू သူ့ဖေးကနှစ်နှစ်လောက်ရှိပြီဒီယောဂဝင်လာတာအဲ့တော့ तू သူ့စိတ်ထဲမှာသူ့ဖေးနဲ့စကားပြောတာတွေ तू ပြန်ပြန်လာတယ်တဲ့သူ့စိတ်ထဲမှာအခုအချိန်မှာဒီလူတွေဒီလိုအသက်ကြီးတဲ့လူတွေဒီလိုဖြစ်လာပြီဆိုရင်သူတို့နဲ့အကြောင်းကျိုးစီလေးအောင်ပြောလို့မရဘူးလေအဲ့တော့စိတ်ထဲမှာဒီ frustration တွေပါရင်ဖြစ်တာ哦 तू तू တိတယ်အဲ့တော့ तू ပုံမှန်ဆိုရင်ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ဒီလိုအတွေးတွေဖြစ်ရင် तू ခံစားမှုအတွက်ကြည့်တယ
်
ခံစားမှုကြည့်ပြီးတော့ तू ဝန်းနေတဲ့စိတ်ရှိတယ
်
စိတ်ထဲမှာတော်တော်လေးဟိုငိုကြွေးတဲ့စိတ်မျိုးဖြစ်တာပေါ့နော်အဲ့တော့အဲ့ဒီစိတ်တွေကို तू ခံစားပြီးတိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ခံစားလာများနေလားမသိဘူးติดาแน่ๆแท้ตรอกขันษาบิติสวยตรอกขันษาเลยล่ะพี่เออไอ้หลุမျိုးติบ่โจซ่าเลยแต่แม้โหตรอกอติมาปิ่ราหลอกไปสิติเนราบ่ห่มดอกสรุปแต่แม้อาชินพยาบาเสร็จเปียวเสียสิแล้วตู
ติตวยโหตวยโหจิสฟีลิ่งโหฟีลิ่งโหไปจิปิ่รอเ
นี่ย
ติแต่ไอ้ติอินเทอร์เซตติโอติ
ยะ
ตองตองติเนี่ยตัวอินเทอร์เซตติโออายุผิดดูไกลหน่อยรู้สิตู้จ่อสิ
ยะ
အဲ့ကောင်ဒီထိအလိုအရောင်းယူမီနိုင်နေဆိုရင်တော့ရောလာတိနေတယ်အလုံးပဲလို့ဘူခံစားတဲ့အလုံးမလို့
ည
ဘူပြောမယ်
ညတိတ်တိတ်ဝင်မပါနဲ့ပေါ့ခံစားမှုတွေတိနေ
တိနေတိတော့တိုးလာရောလာစောင့်ကြည့်ပေါ့
Seattle says when we deal with emotions like this when we go in and feel the emotions he says we can end up feeling more than we're knowing like sort of just feeding the emotion. So that sort of feeds it. He says, when he says to be aware of it, he really means a stepping away from it so that we can know that this is happening. And he says not to identify with the thought or the emotion and not to identify the thought or the emotion. So you don't have to name it. Don't call it greed or grief or sadness or whatever. You know, just this is the feeling. And he says, if possible, take it as an object. If it's too intense, sort of like the yogi before you did, you know, use something else to help the mind to stay uninvolved. so that the mind is simply observing the interplay of these of the emotions come, you know, as they increase or decrease. So you can sort of see their see them play out, but not be participating in their in what they are doing, which they need to do. Yeah.
Okay. I had another question, but shall I wait till we come in?
We just
so. Can you hold on? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So quite a lot of the thoughts that I have don't have much emotional intensity to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when I bring awareness to them, they just pause. So it's a bit like. I've looked at them and it's like you turned the light on in the room and everyone goes...
Yeah.
And then, so it's kind of all on pause, or then I maybe get image. So I'm kind of watching like my garden, my house.
Yeah.
It's kind of gentle images.
Yeah.
So in a way, is that just practice of being able to actually watch something happening? Because it's like when I watch, nothing very much happens.
Uh-huh.
So I'm probably moving between being a little caught in things and then I'm like, oh, nothing's happening. But actually, so being so if the emotional intensity's there, it's like I've got something to be present with and there's still something there.
Yeah.
So I can do that. I'm knowing and it's there.
Yes.
But without the emotional intensity, it's like suddenly there's not much to look at.
I'm always tempted to say, don't say nothing happened. Nothing's happening. No. Something's happening. Something's always happening. Yeah. Tua ho emotion ma pare at way so in a chi lai ya ya twa re. Ya ya twa ai sin ba ma ma phit nei wu de. Da mai de ke na phit nei ba re. Tu ru a hwa o ba yon mae chi no di ha ro ya twa de cha ha re.
Mm.
A la tu pyo lo. Tu pyo ba ma ma phit lo ma pyo ba re lo.
Lo ya twa ya twa re bo. Ti pi lai bo.
Yes. Sierra says, you know, when we are aware of thoughts, they will stop because they're not strong. When they're just gentle stuff. He said, then they stop. We can acknowledge that. We can acknowledge that we're still aware. And then go back to your anchors or whatever you started the meditation with. And Sierra says, we also, you know, he says, the gross thoughts, you know, gross and unexciting thoughts, when we kind of know them, they stop. Sierra says, but you know, there's an underlying level of thinking that never stops. For example, when your mind, you know, you look at the mind and it stops. Your mind actually says, oh, it stopped. What shall I look at? There's nothing happening. But all that is still thinking. And then we go, oh, there's nothing happening. But there I am talking and I'm knowing. And we just, we miss the forest for the trees. Is that what it is? Or do we miss the trees for the forest? Which one is it? Something like woods for the trees or something. Yes.
Yeah,
he says our minds are always having these internal monologues and dialogues, and those never stop, by the way. From the moment we wake up, our mind is blabbering to us all day long. I mean, really non-stop. Okay.
Because of listening to everybody else, it's a kind of touches into lots of things I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So to try and sort of get a sense of what I need to say, so I'm just trying to I think I seem to be going, noticing this interplay or this, I don't know if that's the right word, but the movement from sort of the mind, you know, getting attached to thoughts or things drifting in and out of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sort of movement towards how involved I get or how able I can come back to an object or how much I can just notice physical things. So it's this sort of constant interplay I'm noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these moments of, I guess samadhi is the word, or more peaceful moments. And so one thing I'm struck by is how when you do fall into, you know, the peaceful state of mind, one of the questions might be, that is that just another state of mind? But I always feel like it's a door, and it's a different door to this mind that's more it's the self, I guess. As I'm saying it, I'm thinking, well, that it feels like it's a different door. And then I occasionally fall into the door of the Dharma door, and it's just peaceful. And I'm just struck by this huge difference between the peacefulness of the samadhi state to the general mind sort of getting involved in thoughts and.
Right.
Does that make sense? You're looking confused.
Yes.
You look a bit confused.
I'm trying to, although it's not my business, I'm trying to figure out whether you're attached to an idea that something is better than another, or you're just seeing.
Oh, I think I'm just noticing.
There's just different natures in these.
I mean, the question might be just, I'm sort of interested to hear what Sayadaw would say about what that state of mind is. That suddenly becomes very peaceful and still, which
the result of practice.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway,
that's what it would be.
Okay. So this is what I'm just observing, and then I'm also observing, like, I had a whole lot of ants get into my tent. So one minute it was just like, oh great, I'm in the tent and it's peaceful and I'm in nature. And then very quickly, there's things to deal with, and I feel that my life is this. It seems to be play. It just plays out in my life, sort of this involvement in all these different having to sort things out. Now I've got to sort that out. I've got to get sort out the ants. So I've got to.
Hordes of ants keep coming up from.
Yeah, they just got. They found that little mesh in my tent, and they were streaming through this mesh. So then I've gone to get black tape, and I've covered up this mesh, thinking that will sort those ants. They won't be able to get in anymore. And then the tape's falling off because it's hot. So you know, so there's this sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a. The details of it, but
yeah. Oh, what? Ato yin ne, you know, say ka myo myo bo ato bo chou sa chou sa yin ne, ato bo chou sa yin ho shou di shou, say di ti de, ayon ni ti de, lo yin ne, say ka nyin wa o le. Say ka nyin wa yin ne, tu sin sa le le, di say a chin ya ba le, tu a say a chin ni nao to ku be la. မဟုတ်ရင်လေသူကတခါလီစဉ်းစားရတဲ့ဒါတခုလိုပဲဒါတခုကိုပိုကောင်းတခုကိုတိဖို့တကားလိုပဲဓမ္မတော်ပေါ့လေသူကပြောတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးလားမဟုတ်ရင်လေသူကတော့ပြီးတော့မျက်နှာဒီလိုရှုပ်ပြီးသူကကြည့်နေတော့ဘာလို့သူမှားနေလားမဟုတ်ဘူးလေဒါပြီးတော့စဉ်းစားနေတာသူငြိမ်းတော့သူဆွဲနေလားဒီတခုကွာတာဘယ်သူတတိထားမိနေလားလို့ဓမ္မတော်စဉ်းစားနေတာဆိုတော့သူကဟုတ်သူစဉ်းစားမိတာပေါ့လေတဲ့ဒီ ยิงนาปုံมาใส่เนี่ยดียิงเนี่ยใส่เนี่ยบลาวกว่าเลยสรุปไอ้ยิงเนี่ยใส่กับบาตะบอเลยสรุปอ้าทุ่มหมู่เยอะโจบอรู้ๆอยู่แล้วเออๆๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเออๆเ tu omelet tu ma ese ese
The quiet mind is just a result of practice sometimes. So he said, yes, we just noticed that, you know, sometimes the mind is like this and sometimes the mind is like that. Mm. Both of them are different natures of the mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he says about the ants and life and how we need to keep fighting fires, it seems, or ants. He says, it's most often because we don't know what causes it. When we don't know the reasons behind the things that erupt in our lives, Seattle says they tend to seem to keep erupting over and over again. We don't know how we are inviting these eruptions, for example, because if it's always happening to me, I must be one of the conditions that is, you know, one of the conditions that feeds these little incidents. Not in the sense of karma or something,
I mean,
but something more
thinking it was my fault, the ants. I was just
Not fault.
No, I didn't think it was any fault.
He's just saying, just understanding the conditions, because
never
one condition for effect. It's just always several conditions,
yeah,
right?
Just things.
So when we understand conditions better, we can mitigate them earlier or prevent them.
Just to understand, so it's a lack of understanding something about the way conditions in your life
become come together
and create things that
you find overwhelming or that you find keep disrupting your life.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just feels...
Whatever is happening is always just a result of several conditions coming together.
Yeah.
It's never just one condition that gives a certain result.
Mm.
Yeah.
I have to absorb that. Mm. I don't know, my question was a bit fluffy. I don't know if I want it on the tape because I feel a lack of confidence in what I said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah? Just checking my voice. I didn't have a proper question or story when I came here, so I'm processing it. But I have noticed quite a lot of greed behind my practice. There's some certain image of who I want to be and how I want to be seen, and and just feeding this doing thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not that easy to relax and be simple, but I have been trying to do it today and yesterday. It's funny because this starts going this investigation thing, probably evolved with that grid thing, because it's taking quite a lot of space, so I miss quite a lot of what is happening beside that. And identification quite a lot with that. With this investigation. And this will be probably new team. Not new
this
team.
One?
Probably not new team for me. It's
new team going, for you,
no,
yeah.
No, it's something
more
fundamental for my practice.
Yeah. Mm. Tu teh shop sia ma shi ru da mai tu di loba o ta khu o chi ni le de nga yi o pho pya chin na ne nga o bu tu ba ri tin le so ra ai sait ko tu chi ni le de di tu pyo de di sait de tu mien na ma sa ho tu mien ni ra cha bi bo no na ne tu a thot mu wa di ha paw ma di ha ne tu a thot ni da na ne cha bi bo le ai lo myo
fundamental
people
do.
Yes, he says it doesn't matter what the mind notices that is happening. He says, like he mentioned earlier, we keep watching the things that the mind, the habitual mind, and eventually, as our observing of it grows over time, as we keep observing it willingly over time, our understanding of it grows. But whatever it is, remember that it's just the mind and the body. Yeah. When we start practicing, we're watching this mind and body. Now we are still watching this mind and body.
But understanding it.
But our understanding of this mind and body changes over that time of observation. We see more of what's happening in this mind of body. Our understanding of what's happening in the mind and body grows. The depth of our understanding grows as well. Yeah, he says when we begin to practice our attachment to the sense of self or my ownership of all these qualities in the mind and body is can be quite tight. Our grip on that belief can be quite tight, and then with practice we can hold it more loosely. We can, sometimes we can even let it be. Sometimes we can have experiences where we see the mind and we see what it does, and we can see that it's just the mind. We're not so identified anymore, Don't have to believe it anymore.
Like we used to.
The sense of I will still be there, but the mind's belief in it is not so strong anymore.
There's a question related to that. When I noticed that controlling quality rising.
It's like a control lojan at the time.
How to practice with it? It's just to be aware of it.
Who is trying to control? Is it wholesome? The unwholesome always has danger, unwholesome results. Seattle says wisdom knows how things function. It understands process, so it also knows how to manage things that need to happen, so that you get wholesome results. That's what wisdom does. In English, we won't call what wholesome mind does, we won't call it control. But there is a sense of understanding the input so that the output is right. But just trying to get a particular result, forcefully, that's more like control or trying, that's just greed, trying to get what it wants, yeah.
Okay, I have a question about dealing with the difficult past, because I had a a very difficult relationship with my father. So, and he's passed away, so I can't really fix it with him. So, any practical advice what to do in this kind of situation?
Tu pene tu.
Same
view. Same view. Agu somabi.
Oh.
Tu. Shilumiaro.
Sierra
said, as far as your relationship with your dad, you know, there's nothing you can resolve about what happened in the past, right? But you can, what you can work with is your relationship with your memories of them, right? And the feelings that come up in your mind, right? That's what is real for you now, and that's what you can work with.
And
so the mind might have grief, might have regret, might have other kinds of anguish, frustration that it still holds. And Sierra says, with each one of these, Sierra says, you know, first you have to keep your mindfulness continuous the rest of the time. When they come up, he says, you try to observe them to understand them better. Don't get involved in the thoughts regarding... Right? Don't get involved in the thoughts regarding your father. You know, you've heard this advice being given continuously. Stay with the feelings. They are less, you know, they have less meaning because thoughts are full of all the stories, right? They have but the feelings can also be a strong hook because they already contain all the meaning that we, you know, that we have. Then, you know, you can use a neutral object to help you so that to anchor the mind so that it doesn't get over involved in the emotion of the mind. And it takes time.
Emotion is a feeling that you will.
Yeah. In the end, Sarasus, you know, with all emotions, we will begin to understand that they're basically an interaction between our thoughts and our feelings. Our thoughts and feelings interact to create our emotions. Mm. And we will eventually see that.
My practice, it's about the seeing. I'm walking around and practice to see, sense of to see, and I think it's something new for me, and it's quite nice. I noticed that I first time in my life sitting in meditation with open eyes. I didn't have this before. I was always with closing eyes and couldn't to open. It was too difficult for me. Now I feel like I feel very comfortable with that. But I saw that, of course, the mind is thinking, I see the thoughts, but I don't want to see the thoughts. So I'm going back to this practice to focus and to concentrate just to see and to observe. So I'm going around and observing, and I'm conscious about it, that I see right now what is going now. I see the colors, I see the trees and like this. But I found this to avoid the thinking mind. I don't want to go deeper to my thinking mind because thinking mind is giving me some story which is very personal.
Yeah.
And I think that I can find the solution here. And I'm just putting away and going back to this observing just to be conscious to see. Mm-hmm. So now when I'm sitting here, I just realized that I will ask anyway about this thinking mind and this story because it's like making me a little bit tired to thinking about this and to see this story, and probably will be good to maybe see to say this so we can help maybe to the others, like to see the point of view in this society which we lives right now, like it's very imbalance. And the partner, my boyfriend, who I don't live, we are together but don't live in the same house. He lives like in very small society with the people we know each other, and they drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And he's engaged in this a lot. So almost every Friday, every Saturday, he's drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like practicing the Dhamma, meditating, teaching yoga, and going back after retreat to the boyfriend who is sitting like with the 5 beers on the table and drinking. And it's making me so much dosa, so much pain, that I can't, like, I'm surprised on myself that I have so much anger about this. Like, I can't release this. And I'm, like, making conflict, of course, because of that.
Yeah.
I can't press him to change him, of course. It's this what I should to work on it. So I'm waiting for the wisdom with your arise. I'm waiting and observing, waiting. What should I do? What should I do? And I know that probably it would be better to, like, change the situation and to take care about my life only. But the loba is, like, telling me that still it's good to have this guy, like, to have a relation, to have some company in the life, because he's a good person.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is kind of which is making me irritate, and that I can't keep the balance. So I wonder what Sayado would say about those kind of conditions in the life, because I criticize this and judging, of course, is again this judging mind.
Like, do you actually say things to him? When you say you criticize, you say
yes.
Things to him.
Okay. Yes, yes. And I took him even for the retreat, but it didn't help. So.
No.
Not that. Even it was worse. It was
not
opposite.
Not with an angry mind. Yes.
So I'm really confused. So that's why I'm just putting this away, because I don't want to make decision. But I wonder, because this is the problem in the Europe, US, that almost we have the right kind of relation, that someone who is closest, maybe it's taking more time to spend it with the other friends and with alcohol and like this. And how to keep the balance in like this life, to take in the Dhamma meditation to life, because I notice also that I lose a lot of friends, actually. I'm feeling sometimes like a little bit alone, because I'm like, I took this path. I don't want to go back to this party life.
And
it's little bit like, maybe it's not pain for me, it's just I'm observing.
You're what? Sorry?
I'm observing this, what is going on, but I see it like I'm not much anymore to them, to those friends who I had before.
Yeah.
I started meditating. And now I get this case with my boyfriend.
Yes.
So I just like, this is a paradoxal. Like, why I get this case in my life again? Like, okay. So I wonder, is it because of me, because of this dosa which I have still? Or what's a reflection of Sayado about those kind of imbalance in their daily life, which I have.
Yes. Tu a mesi mien amio atho pho chou sai ne di atwe a that that phit la ro naw song tu ai di chang ba shao do me de tu a mesi atho da ro tu a sin ni a yang ni si yau yau ne tip pin no ba ro tu yin na si ro pyan myan kho de lo ro pyo da ba
ti de pet lo ha
ya okay now bro di story ya ba le so ro tu a tu pyo ra tu bo a ya a sao min ba le
တစ်ဖက
်ဆောင်နေဖြစ်နေတယ်။ तू อ่ะအားထုတ်မှုပဲကိုအာယူလိုက်ပြီ။ तू อ่ะ तू ရွေးလိုက်တယ်။ तू တကယ်ရင်းနေတယ်ဝေးဝါတယ်နဲ့။ဒီဟာရွေးလို့အရင်တော့ဆိုရင်ပါတီတွေပဲလုပ်တယ်။အခုမသွားတော့ဘူးစိတ်ဝင်စားတော့ဘူးရဲမတောက်တော့ဘူး။ဒါမဲ့ပြီးတော့ तू ကြုံနဲ့အခုရီစားอ่ะ तू နေတဲ့ तू တော့အတူတူမနေဘူးဖြစ်ဟိုတွဲတော့တွဲနေတယ်။ဒါမဲ့အဲ့ကောင်လေးကနေတဲ့အတိုင်းမိုင်းကအတိတ်လေးလူတိုင်းအချင်းချင်းသိတယ်တဲ့။အရန်ရင်းနေတဲ့ပေါ့နော်ရင်းနေတော့သူတို့ကဟို Friday Saturday ဆိုရင်အမြဲစုပြီးတော့အကုန်လုံးအရက်တောင်နေကြတယ်ဆိုတော့ तू ကအဲ့ချိန်မှာ तू ကယောဂသွားတင်နေစခန်းနေဘာလို့ဝင်နေပြီးရင် तू ပြန်လာရင်ねဟိုပြန်ရောက်ရင်ဟိုဒီရေးစားအဲ့မှာအရက်တွေတောက်ထားတယ်ဆိုတော့ तू ခဏခဏ तू စိတ်ထဲမှာဒါကို ไม่ใช่ผู้ผิดเลยแต่ดูดําเมตู้ใส่กะโอ้ตะเพ็ดกะทาแก่อ่ะมะล่ะรู้สึกได้นอกตะเพ็ดกะไม่รู้สึกได้สรุปดีลูกอ่ะใส่กะซ้อราหมดอะยะตาตอดาหลูก้าวเนาะผิดเลยป่ะเนาะไอ้โหบลูคอมเมนต์ตะบอก้าวเนี่ยโหนับรอตู้มาพอยะเลยอะน็อตตวยอ่ะอะเซมพี่เลยป่ะเนาะだใบแม้โหโล
Yeah,
says we have to accept that everyone is just their own person. You know, everyone has their what they want to do. Just like you want to practice meditation, and if he told you to stop, you might not. You know, or not, might not want to. In the same way, you know, that's his religion. You know, that he's got right now. I mean, it may not be that bad, but you know, everybody has their own lives and how they want to live it. He says, if you want to be with someone, when we want to be with someone, we have to be willing to compromise. And it's not that they compromise so that we can accept it. You know, if you want to be there, then we have to find what is okay for us to compromise with.
Sarah
says it's also almost an inevitable conclusion for someone who follows the path of the Dharma that you will find yourself becoming different from the people who are not following the path of Dharma, unless someone has a spiritual, if anybody of your friends has some spiritual side, they will be able to understand you more, the rest not. And he says, when this starts happening, he says, we must see, if we are able to see it from the right perspective, he says, it helps us. It makes the mind stronger. It's a simple shift in view, right? That we can either think, oh, you know, I'm becoming, I'm drifting away from my friends, you know. But if we accept the reality, if we see the reality of it, which is that I am very different from them now. You know, I am different from them. That even if you tried to be with them, you would... it's not the same anymore. So of course it's hard to be together. But if you see it from the perspective of what you want to do, which is practice the Dhamma, then the perspective can be that, yes, right now, I'm more distant from the friends that I used to have, you know, who are not practicing the Dhamma, but it gives me more time to practice the Dhamma myself now. Also, as you go more into the Dhamma, you meet friends who are in the Dhamma that you know, that you begin to have different relationships with than the ones you had before. And you have a different relationship to yourself, he said, when you value what you're doing and you understand why you're doing it, you have a different, relationship with yourself. He says, you know, it's just like oil and water can't mix, you know. He says, it's hard to mix the...
Oil, water.
You know, it's hard to mix different minds, which are
different people.
Which have totally different
objectives, right? He says you can mix them for... He says...
A little bit. Read. Yeah.
So you can get together for...
You
can get together with those kind of people for a while, talk to them, but you will always find that you yourself don't want to stay there much anyway. And to be able to just accept that this is the eventual...
ยาอกุโลก็ระเบียบกูติดมาล่ะอ่ะตูดูเปล่าจังกิจิตาเปลี่ยนลบอ่ะเปลี่ยนตัวอ่ะเปลี่ยนป่ะยังว่าน่ะป่ะตูดูเปล่าจังกิจิตาเปลี่ยนลบอ่ะเปลี่ยนตัวอ่ะยังว่าน่ะป่ะตูดูเปล่าฉะป่วยแจ้เนี่ยยาๆแล้วไม่เนี่ยแล้วไม่คันกูอ่ะแล้วไม่คันเนาะน้าไม่ถอนเนี่ยแต่ปะเปลี่ยนรีสปอนส์มาล่ะแล้วตูอ่ะเปล่าไม่ก้อนเนาะยาๆอ่ะพี่แม่บาตูเลยสออี้จ้องจ่ายกูล่ะละอืมอะแค่แค่เปลี่ยนล่ะมีดิอ ပေးတယ
်
မိတ်ဆွေတို့ဒါမှဒါအ
ဲ့ချိန်မှာတမိုးရှိတယ်
တမိုးရှိတယ်ဟောဒါမိတ်ဆွေတို့
အဲ့လိုလား
တကယ်ချင်းဆိုအဲ့လိုလ
ား
အမဟုတ်တယ်သူလုံနေတာတကယ်ချင်းမဟုတ်ဘူ
း Sarah says when he was at home and trying to practice, you know, and he was, you know, he was tending his father's shop, and you know, he's a big joker, and you know, when there are fewer customers at certain times of the day, he says all of them would visit each other's shop, they would talk shop, they would gossip, and he's quite like you, and a lot of the shopkeepers are men. They will tell jokes, bad jokes. He said they're really fueling each other's defilements. All the unwholesome qualities make each other angry, make each other laugh, make each other, you know, push each other's buttons, greed, you know, all these things. He said, and having a great time. He said, you know, really like having a party, having a great time, but nothing of substance and really nothing, not much wholesome, he said. It's just like passing time, right? And he says when he began to practice very seriously, he said people would come over to his shop. He stopped going out of the shop so much because it was agitating. So he'd just sit there and be meditating. And then people would come to his shop and he found it agitating to take part. So he began to stop taking part. So he would, you know, they would talk and he would listen and just be aware. And then when they wouldn't get a response, they got irritated. In the end, they would be like, "Oh, just fun to talk to," and they would just, you know, nobody came to his shop anymore. He would be sitting there alone. They would all be talking to each other. Very few people came to actually talk shop with him anymore.
Oh, this is better for me.
And he didn't care because otherwise it was. You know, he understood what it meant for his mind, you know. He understood the value of what he was doing. But he says, you know, at first it was like that. And then over time, after several months, he began to see another difference. That when people had something of value, when people had difficulties, when they needed good advice, then they came to him and they discussed it with him. And he would help them because he had a clearer mind. He would help them to think in perspective, think sensibly. And he says, then he got real friends, people who would stand by you, people who, you know, had the right values, people who valued integrity. He got a different type of friend.
Yeah, my friend will call me. What? Don't tell your team. Good name.
He says, then you have real friends, people who can help you when you're in trouble in the right way. Just having fun all the time, making a lot of noise. He says, in the end, it's quite meaningless. Yeah, and he says, we don't have to worry about those friends. He says, they'll be fine. You know, they will find their own fun. Yeah.
They have a lot of friends about this friend.
Yeah.
I know, I understand it's happened in some way. I have new friends, of course, but this, like, kind of life, this, like, sadness about this.
He says, well, you just need to like acknowledge that in the mind, that the mind still is attached a little bit to what it's leaving behind while still valuing what it's having now. And it has a bit of conflict, but you just need to watch that, you know. It's
Alone and loneliness are two.
But Sarah says, remember that being alone does not mean that you will be lonely, right? Mm. It's not the same thing.
No. Yes, that's true. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Loneliness, I'm alone.
Yeah. He says, when we are lonely, it's because we want companionship. But when we are alone, it's because we choose to be and we don't need company.
Yeah, that's a good reflection. Yeah, thank you.
So, good news and bad news.
Mm. Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So the mad mind is as crazy as ever, I'm enjoying the retreat.
Good.
So that's new for me.
Oh, okay. This is good news.
Yes. And so yesterday, I like sitting at the lake because it's like the reflection of the mind, because you can focus on different things on the waves and either on the fast reflections or the slow waves. And it's really nice. So,
And does it eventually come back inside yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the mind became very calm and quite equanimous to the fluctuations inside.
Okay.
And then the mind took interest, it took kind of like the balance or the equanimity as an object. And it took a lot of joy in that. So the interesting part of that is this is, of course, very pleasant and fun. And then comes the craving, which again says, well, maybe you should be doing something else. Maybe you should be somewhere else.
Right.
So even in the in that pleasant state that you would expect to get attached to, even then the mind goes like, well, how about a little toilet or a drink or a little walk?
Yeah.
So the craving is constantly operating kind of there.
Sarah says you can, you know, have the most wonderful insight and greed will find a way to find something else more interesting. Maybe you should do something else. It's like oil trying to find a way out of a container. Where is the hole? He's just greed is like covering this entire consciousness, trying to find a way in. Don't say anything is pleasant or good. Greed has found its hole. It's found its
already
way
there.
In. Yep.
Yeah.
Even equanimity, when we realize it's good, it's actually pleasant, greed finds its way. And it's not easy to enjoy equanimity. Most people find it, because if we watch equanimity with greed, it's very boring. Only wisdom enjoys equanimity. Yeah, it's not easy to enjoy equanimity. Only wisdom sees the value of equanimity because it sees that there is no dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
So it sees that value. So yeah, he says it's not easy to enjoy a retreat either, especially with our defilements, you know, our unwholesome qualities wanting to have their way.
Meditation objects are Bahama, same with that one.
Because meditation objects are so boring. Six senses, six sense objects. What's so interesting about them, he said. But when wisdom comes in, then it sees, you know, how they all, the meaning in all of it, you know, the, in the processes, But if we only just watch the object, we don't understand its nature and don't understand the processes, it can feel quite dry.
Cool. In the excitement of it all, I forgot to say last time, I was just really happy to see Sayadaw in good health.
Yes, I should be a chaman, you know, to your eye, I want that. He's very lucky, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He says, death said to him, you got away this time.
Next time, not easy.
Next time, death said, not so easy.
I had one more question, maybe.
Yes.
So that was the good news.
Yes.
And then the tricky part is that because the retreat is relatively pleasant, of course it's constantly up and down,
mm-hmm.
in the evening now, yesterday, I had so much energy left over that it's a thing since childhood, but a lot of thoughts, so it's very difficult to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And because of falling asleep and the past conditioning, it's also very tricky to watch it. Like just watching that state, because there's so much wanting to fall asleep.
Oh, you don't just watch the breath or something?
Well, I try a myriad of things, watching the breath, counting numbers.
But the wanting to sleep.
So the defilements are all over the... I just thought I'd bring it up.
Do not try to sleep.
Never try to sleep.
Jero always says it. I think you've heard this before. Like, there's no need to be able to sleep. Just need to be able to be aware, he says. Don't make being able to sleep your target. When he was on retreat with his teacher, he said he never tried to sleep at night. He would always try to be awake all night because, you know, he wanted to enjoy it. But he said he would sleep a lot. He would end up sleeping a lot, but, you know.
Calm down,
because once you calm down, you're asleep. So just try to be he never thought about trying to sleep. He only wanted to be aware. But he did enough sleeping at other
times.
So the mind works habitually. You know, the mind works habitually. So
like,
generally, if you are in bed, it's that time of night, the mind will want to sleep. You know, but if it doesn't want to sleep, then you just stay with what is, right? But if you will notice that on the days that you fall asleep, that it's not because you're wanting to sleep, you know, like not trying to get to sleep, you know, you just like, so, falling asleep has a lot to do with the mental state, right? When the mind is agitated, it won't sleep. It's fine. That's just the nature of the mind.
I just thought I'd bring it up because it's an old friend, so
yeah.
It's a familiar friend.
Yeah. So you know that the problem, not to want to sleep. Yes. Got it.
And so I don't want to make it long. I just wanted to say something Alexis said in the evening talk was really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd share that.
Yeah.
So Alexis said the sentence of, what can you be aware of?
Yeah.
Wherever the emphasis was, and the way my mind heard it was not what are you able to be aware of,
yes,
but it kind of was like an opening question of what are all the possibilities,
yeah,
what can you be aware of,
yeah.
So I've been using that now, mm-hmm. But and the answer is instantly anything, and so that settles the mind into just receiving the object. So I'm finding it very helpful.
Okay. Let's go. Maninya, sika bati nain lelo mirore ho poma mime so sika bat. Sika bati ni le soi, sika tu ti ni ra lau pe bati nai le soi tu
pa.
Ami touch it. Ero sika the karan e cha, sik time biro receive lo lu ya.
Okay, good.
Good.
I just kind of appreciate what you offer. I'm not anyone, and a teacher, mm-hmm. with such meditation instruction in such a clear way.
To come on.
Yeah, because I explain, but I've never had been told how to meditate.
To come on,
I've been in a lot of monasteries and things, but I've never had such
yeah
kind of a meditation instructor in that way.
เนี่ยตัวเองล่ะนะดิไอ้เราตัวไอ้มาพ่อนี่จ้องนี่ชื่อเลยดิแต่แม้เตียเปียเสียมาตัวไอ้เราชิ้นๆเล็กๆเตียบ่รู้อัธรสรว่าชิ้นเปียบ่รู้ตัวคันซ่าแหละเออตัวยังเจซุติเนี่ยรู้เปียเปียเนี่ยโอเคครับ
You welcome We try as much as we can
ha 제 맞아
하나씩 하나씩